Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. And Kim, a lot of stuff's been going on the last 6 months or so, and we want to sort it out today. Let's look at whether producers should sell the wheat that they have in storage.
Well, producers have had about a dollar increase in the wheat price since it bottomed out late August, early September. You look at the loan, $3.15, another 3 cents for interest if you're taking wheat out of the loan. If they take it out of the loan, they'll save about 3 months storage. That's anywhere from 12 to 15 cents. So they're looking at, a net price somewhere around $3.50, $3.60. I think if they've got it in the loan, now's a good time to start bringing it out and bring it all out or staggered in the market over the next few weeks or the next couple months.
And then what's your take on pricing 2017 harvested wheat?
Well, I wouldn't do that. We've had a price rally in the harvest wheat prices. If you're forward contracting, you're looking at about a dollar under basis. I think that basis as we get into harvest is probably going to be down in that 60 or 70 cent range.
Let's talk about the forecast now and kind of how that's going to play into some management decisions the next few months, especially in terms of top dressing.
Right. Well, we can look at top dressing, putting down the nitrogen. I talked to some producers and some fertilizer dealers. It's about 43 cents per pound of N applied. It takes about 2 pounds of N per bushel of wheat. So you're looking at 86 cents per bushel of wheat. Even if you've got $3.75, which is what you can forward contract it for, that's a no-brainer. For 88 cents, I can get $3.75. I can reduce some of this loss. Now, if you look at the weather situation, the 90-day forecast is for above average temperatures and average moisture. Now, that tells me that the wheat's probably going to come out of dormancy maybe a little earlier. We'll probably have an early harvest. The moisture, it's going to be a matter of timing, but with average moisture above average temperatures, I'd probably expect an average crop. That tells me if we can have test weight and protein, that our basis, come down for that minus dollars to that minus 70 cents, pick up 30 cents there. Plus, I think we'll have a rally in the futures price, and we'll have a higher price in June because of that.
And then sell the wheat?
I think sell the wheat at harvest, or this may be the year, because there's the between the lines, we're getting reduced production expectations around the world. If that will continue, we'll get that big price increase in September, October time period. I'd store some this year, but we'll make that decision as we get closer to harvest.
Always appreciate your perspective, Kim. We'll see you next week.